everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 Virtual Conference Series. Today was the very first one in a series of four that will take place throughout the year, so stay tuned for the other ones. And in this particular session, Co-op Financial Services' very own Samantha Paxson talked about an overview of market research and strategic insights from a co-op and EY study, and a very thorough study this was. And in this particular clip, Samantha talks about how to pivot to the member, putting the consumer at the center of your business model. Some really cool stuff here from Samantha, so check it out.
So this comes back to pivoting to the member. When we all go back and we sit in our board meetings and sit in our executive team meetings, we look at the financials and we look at how the performance of our products are doing. And what we're seeing and what Gene just talked us through is that the most advanced companies and the companies that are growing most are putting the consumer at the center of their design. They are putting the consumer at the center of their business. So if you look at the left side of the screen, this is kind of today. This is the status quo in our business model, that it's siloed financial services offerings, things like your core banking services, like online banking, account aggregation, tailored offerings. Tomorrow, where we'd like to see that model go, where we'll see greater growth and also us giving better service, is creating curated member-based experiences, things that are value-based bundles based on what we know about your consumers' needs. And if you take it even a step further, it's getting to truly personalized lifestyle banking, where you are engaging with a party of one and really able to understand what they're looking for in their financial lives. So it's really getting to this continuum, moving from product-centric to member-centric, and that's by understanding the member's needs. So let's talk about the member. And the prospect in this case. When we looked across demographics and geographies and all of these different things, we found microclusters of personas that responded to the research. And we came up with some cute names for them: the wanderlust professional, the holiday card family, the movers and shakers, the country club couple. They all were in about the same age range. However, they had different needs based on what was important to them. And so there was one that had a new career and wanted to explore different things. There's one that was really ambitious and driven and work is a key part of their lifestyle. And as you start peeling back the layers of these personas, their financial needs are a lot more complex than what we might have traditionally thought. So a traditional, conventional wisdom, our traditional financial services has product clusters based on age and wealth tier. As you have a person starting out, they need fewer things, not as complex financial services and products. And then as conventional wisdom goes, as they get later, they have more complex needs. But what we found in this research is that less than 50% of young people are really getting the products and services that they need to really address the needs of their lives. And so they're going elsewhere for these needs, as because fintechs are better understanding those consumers and designing solutions for them. So this shows really what these personas might look like. It's a lot more complex. What this also shows is this is our opportunity. We can deliver so many more services and solutions that can capture and serve the needs of our members and also capture growth and market share. There's incredible depth and complexity in the needs of our end consumer, and if we're able to understand that, we can grow our credit union movement. So what does that look like? What do we do? What this really means is better understanding the member, not only understanding the demographics and that side of who they are, but also understanding their needs and going deeper into understanding what they need and what they're going to need in the future. So this idea comes down to lifestyle banking. How do we better design our credit union to deliver in the fabric of our members' lives by really understanding who they are? So we asked them, what are the things that you're needing of this audience? We found 8 basic feature offerings that stand apart from the traditional products and services. Things like ID theft protection, an annual checkup with a product and financial advisor, offering relevant products at the right time. These are kind of the first steps in really meeting member needs. But then they took it a step further and they told us the top 10 benefit categories and the highest valued product features by members and prospects. And when you're able to do that, these are the things that came across front and center, things like immediate cash access, fraud detection and protection. They want to know that you have their back and that you're keeping their privacy and trust front and center. They want rewards, they want personalization, and it shows the highest rated feature against that benefit that really helps them understand that their financial institution is serving them in the right way, and they don't have to go elsewhere.
Thank you very much, Samantha, and stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 here on CU Broadcast.